奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, I sermonize.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying upon the Holy Spirit.
我们一同来分享。我只在乎你。
Let us share about I only care about you.
我们的人生是一个选择的人生。
And our life is.
生命中有太多太多的选择。
And our life is filled with choices.
那为何唯独的偏偏选择你呢？
And why would God just choose us?
人生有太多太多的喜欢。
And there are a lot of things that we like in today's life.
为何偏偏喜欢你？
Why do we like you?
亲爱的兄弟姐妹，
fellow brothers and sisters.
我们的生命是在乎什么呢？
And what do we care about in our life?
我们生命中在乎很多很多的事情。
In our life, we care about many things.
今天我们一起来分享，我只在乎你。
Today, let us share about I only care about you.
这是诗人透过圣经表达他对神的爱慕。
And this is the love that the psalmist has expressed in the Bible towards God.
他真的只有在乎神。
And the psalmist truly only care about God.
我们来看诗篇七十三篇。
We turn to Psalms 73.
请读诗篇七十三篇的二十五节。
Let us read Psalm 73, verse 25.
来，我们一起读圣经。
Let us read it together.
一、二、三。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。诗人他在这里表达，他把全部的爱都奉献在神的面前。
Here the psalmist express a full and complete love upon God.
在他的生命当中，神是他的唯一、独一的。
And in his life, God is his one and only.
在所有的利益中，我只在乎你。
And everything in this, in heaven, I only care about you.
在所有的享乐当中，我只在乎你。
In all pleasure and entertainment, I only think about you.
这句话非常的优美。
And this is a beautiful word.
许多恋爱的男女呢，特别是教会的青年呢，都抄这一句来给他的心上人，给他的爱人。
This is a beautiful statement in which many couples or brothers and sisters who are dating would copy this verse and deliver it to their precious ones.
让他的心上人啊，他心目中所爱的那个姐妹啊，高兴得睡不着觉呀。
So that the sister whom he who loved in his heart was will be happy when he hear them and couldn't sleep.
特别是说在地上，除了你，我没有所爱慕的，唯独你而已。
Especially when it's stated here, I desire nothing on earth, but you.
但是事实上真的是这样，除了他是唯一的，真的是这样吗？
But is it true that in this earth, besides her, is it the only one?
我们发现到许多在恋爱中的青年呐，甚至是很热恋中的青年呐，都经不起考验。
And what we do realize is that those youth who are truly in love aren't able to go through trials.
跟他承诺说怎么爱他，怎么你是我的唯一，那因为还没有遇到更漂亮的嘛，还没有遇到条件更好的嘛，对不对？
And perhaps the one who promised that you are the only one in my eyes, perhaps they haven't seen a better one.
往往遇到条件更好的、更帅的、更美的，更他更喜欢的，就把他的爱人丢掉了，忘掉了。
And perhaps when they see someone of better qualities or someone who's more handsome or prettier, then they might have put aside the ones that they already have.
每个人都会说很漂亮的话，甜言蜜语，谁不喜欢听呢？
And many people are able to say pretty words and words that are sweet to the ear. Who wouldn't love it?
但这一句话不是诗人对神讲的甜言蜜语，绝对不是，绝对不是。
But these words of the psalmist aren't sweet words towards God.
我们等一下看下去，他为什么会讲这句话？是经历了很痛苦、很痛苦的一种觉悟、一种明白才说出的一句话。
But when we read this, we will understand that the psalmist said these words out of his own sufferings.
简单说，诗人对神的爱是经历了很深的痛苦、很深的熬炼。产生出来的爱神的心呢？
What we can say is that the psalmist developed this deep love towards God after trials and suffering.
其实他曾经对神很失望的，知道吗？
But in the past, the psalmist was disappointed in God. Do you know that?
你看下去, 你会发现到, 他原来他很想放弃他的信仰, 放弃他的神啊。
And when we were to study it deeper, we'll find that the psalmist almost wanted to give up on the faith.
为什么他会, 他想放弃他的神呢?
Why would he want to give up his God?
我们看73篇的第二节。
We read 73 verse 2.
来,第二节,
verse 2.
1, 2, 3. 至于我的脚几乎是闪，我的脚险些滑跌。他说在信仰上，他几乎跌倒啊，几乎站立不住呀。
So here the psalmist said that in his faith he almost came close to stumbling.
那原因是什么呢?
What was the reason?
原因就是在3节到25节里面。
And the reason it lies in verse 3 to 25.
第三节,
verse 3.
他看见恶人跟狂傲人享平安。 他就心怀不平,
so he saw the arrogant and the wicked, and he was envious.
说神会审判他们，神会阻挡他们，哪里有这种事啊？
He said that God will punish them, God will obstruct them, but it did not happen.
越恶越凶的，越坏的，越发达，越顺利，越平安啊。
Because the more arrogant, the more wicked they are, the more prosperous they become.
他们甚至可以转身一边就成为好人，成为慈善家呀。
They could turn their backs and they would become someone who do good charity and someone of good nature.
多少人羡慕他们，多少人称赞他们，多少人来歌颂他们啊。
How many would praise them? How many would be envious over them?
但是直到现在，他们的慈善的背后还是做很多的恶事的。
But behind their good deeds, they do many evil deeds.
所以他想到这个，他心里很不平衡。
So when the psalmist think of this, in his heart, he is uneasy.
看第四节,
in verse 4.
而且呢，他们死的时候也没有疼痛的哦。
When they die, they suffer no pain.
而且他们死的时候，他们的力气还是很强壮的，他们的背景、他们的钱财、他们的势力还是很强大的。
But even if they die, their power, their wealth is still great.
我们说死的时候很痛苦，他们没有啊，很平安啊，很安详呀。
And people say that
很有福气呀。
People say that when we die in pain, but they do not. They die in their pride and blessings.
世人看到这样，怎么会这样子呢？那我拜神来做什么呢？
So the psalmist saw this and he thought, what use is there to worship God?
他越想就越生气了。
So the more he think about it, the more he becomes angry.
他越想就信心就越失落了，就越没有信心了。
The more he talks about it, the lesser he has faith in God.
你看第五节。
We read verse 5.
这些人呢？ 他们不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭灾难。这些恶人啊，他们不像那些义人、那些贫穷人、那些善良人受苦，他们没有受苦呀。And
these people did not suffer like the righteous or the poor.
因此第六节说，他们非常的骄傲。And
therefore, in verse 6, they are very proud.
他们的骄傲是像链子戴在身上，很炫耀，没有谦卑的态度，也不需要谦卑。
And therefore, their pride is their necklace, and they are not humble at all.
那第六节说，他们的强暴、暴力，充满他整个全身，像衣服遮盖他们的身体，整身都是充满着强暴。And
that's why in verse 6, the garment of violence covers them.
第七节的描述是什么呢?
And what is the description of verse 7?
我的天哪，他们的眼睛因为体胖。 吃到胖胖，吃到肥肥，眼睛都吐出来啊！胖到眼睛都吐出来。
Oh, heavens above, the eyes bulges from fatness, the imaginations of their heart run riot.
那更离谱的就是，他们所得的过于心里所想的，意思说他们没有想到的也得到哦。And
so,
他们没有想到的也得到了，也拥有了。
And yet they also receive whatever they never thought of.
甚至什么社会的有功人士啦，什么拿督啦，什么单司力啦，什么盾的钱都他们都想不到的，也给了他呀。And
all the titles of the world that they thought they could not have were all given to them.
因此第八节说，他们就开始越来越骄傲，讥笑那些善良的事，政治人的事。
And that's why in verse 8, they mock and wickedly speak of oppression and speak from pride.
They
speak, the words they spoke is words of oppression and arrogance.
甚至他们第九节说，他们连天上的神都藐视了，亵渎天上的真神了。
Even though, and in verse 9, even their mouth are against the heavens.
因为这样啊，所以我们信徒啊，我们守神诫命的善良人啊，第十节。
And that's why in verse 10, the people who keep the words of God, the good people.
神的名啊, 归到这里, 遇到他们啊, 喝尽了满杯的苦水啊。 我的天哪，看到满杯苦酒，苦酒满杯啊！
That's why when the people of God return to this place, they and waters of abundance are drunk by them.
我们能够做什么？只能够喝多两杯咯，然后怎么样？然后骂多几句咯，然后怎样？苦酒满杯。
What else could we do? All we could do is just complain a few more words, but we still have to drink this bitterness.
第十二节，
verse 12，
那个诗人说：“看哪，他请我们看哪。” 这就是恶人啊，这就是现在的社会现象，社会的情形啊。
And so the psalmist say, behold, these are the wicked. This is the current situation of the society.
而且呢，他们常常想安逸的，财宝是越来越增加的，穷人是越来越穷的呀。
And the Bible says, as always, at ease they have increased in wealth, but the poor become poorer.
第十三节，
verse 13，
他的信心完全失落。
He completely lost his faith.
他说：“我这样来聚会做什么？我这样灵修做什么？我这样做圣工做什么？我突然洁净我的心，我突然洁净我的手啊！我这么努力干行善干什么呀？”
And so, in verse 13, what's the point of washing my hands in innocence and my heart in pureness? And what's the point of attending service nor attending, participating in divine work?
而且十四节说，我还终日遭受灾难，还要被神什么锻炼、什么管教、什么考验。我每天早晨都受到神的惩罚。我
But in verse 14, the psalmist also asks, why am I stricken all day? Why am I being chastised by God, punished by God?
如果不是神的管教，又有撒旦的攻击，又有撒旦的诽谤，又有那些恶人的欺负， 怎么生活得这么辛苦呀？ 信神信得这么辛苦呀？
If it wasn't for the chastisement of God, then the devil would still attack us. So what's the point of suffering in our life?
他的信仰啊，真是跌到低谷，从高峰下到低谷。
And so his faith fell from the highest point to the lowest.
所以他才第二节他会讲嘛，我差一点跌倒啊，我差一点就放弃信仰了，知道吗？
That's why in verse 2 he said, my feet came close to stumbling, he almost gave up on his faith.
那十六节，
and 16，
我思索怎能够明白这件事，我看哦，这件事是很难明白。
And in verse 16, I pondered to understand this, but I believe this is difficult to understand.
神是公义的神，怎么会这样让这些恶人这么风光，这么平安的呀？
God is a righteous God. How could God allow the wicked to continue to be prosperous?
那些善良人常常受痛苦、受贫穷的折磨。
And why are the good people often being mocked or suffered?
我又不能够去批评神。
And I can't criticize God.
但是我看到这些事，我又不愤愤不平。
But when I look at But when I look at this, I feel the injustice.
所以他就说，这个事很难明白啊，我怎能够明白呢？
And so he said, this is hard to understand. How could I possibly to understand? It is difficult to understand.
可是你读到第十七节的时候，
But when we read verse 17,
整个事情，整个心性完全转变，完全改观了。
The whole perception, the whole perspective has changed.
什么事情让他有突然间的转变呢？他的心境完全改观呢？
What allowed his heart and perspective to change completely?
十七节就是答案。
The answer is in verse 17.
很重要的十七节。
A very important verse 17.
没有十七节就 他的信仰真的是跌倒了，他的信仰真的是到了低谷了。
Without verse 17, he will really forgo his faith and he will really fall into the valley.
他是没有办法再爬起来的。
And there's no way he could climb out of it.
还好他有进入到十七节里面。
Fortunately, he entered into verse 17.
他说，等我进入了神的圣所，我进入到神的圣殿里面去。
Until I came into the sanctuary of God.
我到神的面前去思想他们的绝迹。
When I come before God to think about their ending,
我就明白了。
Then I understand.
我就不会愤愤不平了。
Then I will not be furious over the injustice.
因为当时我是站在世人的角度、世界的角度去看他们、去评论他们，觉得很不公平。
Because at a point of time, I stood at the perspective of the world to judge them, to criticize them.
现在我进入到神的殿，站在神的立场，用神的心意、神的想法来去看他们。 他们是怎样的一般人？我用神的想法去想他们，用神的看法去看他们。
But now I come into the sanctuary of the Lord, and I use God's perspective, the way He sees it, the way He thinks and perceives this situation. But I see their ending and
it's something.
And so he talked about verse 18 and talks about the ending.
18节跟19节,
let's read verse 18 to 20.
1, 2, 3. 你是在把他们安在华地, 使他们掉在沉沦之中, 他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉, 他们被惊恐灭尽了, 人睡醒了怎样看梦, 主啊, 你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影下。 当他进入到圣殿思想他们决定的时候, 他信心就恢复了, 他整个心情就改观了。
So when he entered the sanctuary of God and he looked at their ending, he has a changed perspective.
他反而是同情他们了。
In fact, he pitied them.
因为他们很快就要灭在沉沦之中了，很快就要进入死亡里面。
Because very quickly, they will fall into destruction.
转眼之间,
in a turn of the moment,
惊恐临到他们。
Destruction came upon them, terror came upon them. What is the meaning of their current glory? Let me explain.
就好像一个死囚犯，他明天早上就要上吊了，就要自行死刑上吊了。Just likened to a
prisoner who is going to be hanged the next day.
那今天晚上，他向狱卒要求给他 一个鸡腿，一盒肯德基，可以吗？
But that he asked the warden to give him a Kentucky fried chicken. Is it possible?
然后他说，可以不可以再买多一包香烟给我呢？
And then he asked, can you buy another pack of cigarette for me?
一个死囚犯又要肯德基又要香烟呐，这么过分呐！
But a criminal who is about to be executed now asks for Kentucky and a box of cigarettes.
好了，反正你明天就死了吧。好了，你还有什么要求吗？
This is too much. But fine, you're about to die tomorrow. So what other requests do you have?
再买一杯啤酒来啊，更好了。If
you can, get me another a cup of beer.
狱卒真的买给他，有鸡肉，有香烟，有啤酒。So
there is beer, there is cigarette, there's chicken.
那你看到了，请问你会嫉妒他们吗？
And when you see this,
你会骂他们吗？
Will you be envious of them? Will you scold them?
这是他们最后的晚餐啊，最后的一块鸡肉啊，最后的那一根香烟啊，难道你也嫉妒吗？
This is their last dinner. Will you be envious over it?
就算他喝了一杯酒，你也在高挂超，你认为不可以吗？
Even though if they have the last sip of alcohol, do you think that you will, make a noise about it?
他就结束了，他生命就被吊紧了，吊死了。
After a few hours, he will be hanged and he will be executed.
我想我们应该不会去责怪他们。I
believe we will not blame them.
这是他们最后能够享受到的，最后能够得到的东西，就是这些而已啊。These
are the last.
就是一块鸡腿，一根香烟，一杯啤酒，这样而已啊。那你呱呱朝做什么？
These are the last thing they're about to have, a fried chicken, a beer, and a cigarette, and what are we to be envious about?
所以他的思想完全不一样，反而去同情他们，可怜的人。
So his thoughts were completely different. Instead, he pitied them.
很享受啊，很风光啊，很骄傲啊，就是那几个小时而已啊，就是吃那一些东西而已啊。
They feel glorious, they celebrate their wealth, they are proud, but it's only for that few hours.
20节。
Verse 20.
世人所讲的荣华富贵，原来只是做梦而已了。梦醒了，什么都没了。
So the wealth that the psalmist mentioned is just a dream.
老师说，你在现实生活中你得不到的，你做梦，梦里什么都有。我喜欢做梦，但是时常做的都是噩梦。So
it is as if saying
都是很恐怖的梦。
It is as if saying that whatever in the world that they wanted, they dream about it. But most of these dreams are like evil dreams.
因为现实中我得不到的，在梦中可以得到啊。Because
in the real world, they couldn't get it, so they could only get it in their dream.
可是往往呢，在梦中很那时候那种美景很美丽的时候，很快乐的时候。 起身了，然后没有了，一醒过来没有了。
But every time when we in our beauty dream, that we oftentimes you are being woken up in the middle.
原来这个不真实的，不是真实的。
So this is not true. This is not real.
亲爱的兄弟
，fellow brothers，
人生也是这样啦。
This is our life.
所以我们要看开了。So
we need to have, we need to understand.
有也好，没有好，我们心中感谢，心中感恩就是了。
Whatever we have, whatever we don't have, we need to be grateful.
反正今天没有也是吃得很好，睡得很好，也有家有车，样样都有呀。
But if you're able to eat and drink well, yet we have a house and car.
但是恶人享受，也不用去嫉妒他们。
Yet we also don't have to be envious over what the evil people enjoy. Just like into what preacher had said, it is their last drumstick, it's their last box of cigarette.
And
why would this psalmist have a change of perspective? Because he sees this from God's perspective, he sees it from the eternal kingdom perspective, and he sees it from their ending.
哇，当他明白过后，他觉得自己对不起神啊，我愚蠢啊，神啊，我是这么的愚蠢啊。 我很愚蠢啊。
And when the psalmist finally understood, he realized how foolish he is.
我的心里很痛啊。
My heart is very painful.
我愚蠢到想要因为这些愤愤不平，想要放弃神，放弃信仰。你说我是不是很蠢啊？
I'm so foolish because I was about to give up on God because of all these things.
我们来看21节到22节。
Verse 21 to 22.
第三，因我
was embittered,
因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。我这样愚昧无知啊！ 在神啊，在你的面前，我好像畜类这样啊，没有知识啊，没有聪明啊，我蠢啊，神啊，你原谅我吧。So
here the
我还以为自己很有道理，我还以为自己还很公义，神啊，我蠢啊。So
the psalmist asked for God's forgiveness because he thinks that he is senseless and ignorant, like into a beast.
你有没有曾经这样埋怨神 ，complain 神啊，控告神这样，说神不公平？
Have you once ever complained to God, saying, complaining about the injustice?
那个就是像诗人亚萨之前的情况咯。This
is likened to the psalmist Asaph.
但你真正到神的面前来跪在神面前来思想的时候，你完全不一样。But
when we kneel down before God and think about His from God's perspective, it is entirely different.
我的心里很痛啊！我这样的侮辱神，这样的控告神、责骂神，我心里很痛，被圣灵责备啊。
My heart is in pain because I was being rebuked by the Holy Spirit for complaining about God.
虽然我是这样的愚蠢、这样的无知、这样的软弱，
even though I'm this weak, I'm this foolish.
但是神怎么对待我们呢？
But how does God treat us?
我们读23到24节。
We read verse 23 to 24。第二，然而我常与你同在，你常作我的右手，你要以你的顺言引导我。
以后必借我到荣耀里。虽然我们这样无知愚蠢啊，神没有放弃我们，神没有离开我们，神更没有丢弃我们。Even
though we are this senseless and ignorant, God did not forsake us.
他说他跟我们同在，还用他的手牵着我们的手，看到吗？神的手牵着我们的手， 就好像牵着一个孩子这样，怕我们走发脾气了，怕我们哈闹情绪了，怕我们乱来了，神的手抓住我们。
So here God says that He will continually be with us and He will continue to take hold of our right hand just like to a father holding us the hand of His children.
他借助他的顺言就是道理，我们天天听的道理，常常机会讲的道理，不断的引导我，勉励我，提醒我，安慰我，用道理不断的教导我。
And through the counsel which refers to the sermons or the teachings that we have learned continue to comfort us and to teach us.
然后怎么样？
And then what?
And then what? And then 以后必借我到荣耀里。以后借我到荣耀里。
And after receive me to glory.
不只是听道理，教训我，提醒我。重点是以后借我到荣耀里啊，兄弟。你现在不听道理，不接受道理，你怎样到荣耀里哦？
It's not just about listening, but also to receive us to glory, and that is all the purpose.
所以道理再听的再不喜欢，再不高兴，也要听，硬硬听。 因为将来可以进入荣耀天国的这样的道理，我要，我就算不喜欢，我也要听。
So even though we do not like the teaching or we do not like the sermon, but we still have to listen because this is a sermon that will bring us to the glory of heaven. And this is a sermon that I want.
这个是诗人亚撒, 真真实实的信仰体验, 信仰的表白, 讲出他信仰的过程, and this, 曾经的失败, 曾经的无知, 曾经的不满, 一直到他明白, 一直到他想, 啊,
and this,
完全交托神,
and this is Asaph's own true experience where he talked about the failure of his faith and what he has learned and how he entrusts everything and rely to God in terms of his faith.
所以才会讲出25节这么美丽这么感人的话。
That's why he's able to say such a beautiful statement in verse 25.
我们一起读25节。
Let's read verse 25.
第三, 除你以外, 在天上我有谁呢? 除你以外, 在地上我也没有所爱慕的。这句话不是口花花，不是甜言蜜语，是经历过苦难，经历了许多的痛苦，甚至想要放弃，而得到的结论啊，得到的一个真实的话呀。
And this is a true statement, a statement that concluded based on the sufferings that he has gone through, where he almost thrown his faith away. It's not just sweet words.
被神的爱而感动, 他看破了红尘, 看破了人世间的情情爱爱, 看破了人世间的什么的友情, 爱情, 都看破了。
And so through the love of God, he was able to see through all the worldly love and desires in this world.
因为唯有神才是最真实的。
Because only God is most true.
因为唯有神才是不改变的, 真的是不改变的。
Because it is only God who is never changing.
所以他愿意将所有的爱, 整个生命奉献给神, 除了神之外, 唯独神以外, 他没有其他很爱慕的没有。
So he is willing to offer all his life to God because in this world there's nothing else but God whom he loves.
所以他这种爱神的这个爱呢, 是有血有泪, 有爱有恨, 有埋怨有自责, 有痛苦有快乐, 都是有血有肉的爱来的,
so this,
有皮有骨的爱来的。
So this is a love that is filled with bitterness, sweetness, tears, joy, and blood.
不像今天一些人看到, 哇, 这句很美哦, 抄下来寄给他的女朋友哦, 除你以外, 那是没有根基的啦, 没有经历的啦。
But it's, not like, but it's not like today's love where we see this verse and we copy it and give it to our loved ones. But these are words that are baseless.
那我讲到这里, 请看, 在台下的兄弟姐妹哦, 你们有借过这样的, 你的爱人有, 你们的男朋友, 女朋友有写过这个, 这句话给你们吗?
And so brothers and sisters,
有没有写过?
Have ever your boyfriend or girlfriend wrote this statement to you?
如果没有写过这个给你啊, 他没有, 你的爱人没有看圣经啊, 所以他, 那时他还不懂啊,
and if he didn't write this to you, then perhaps your lover did not read the Bible, that's why he didn't send this to you.
现在已经知道了的, 看到了的, 再写一次也可以啊, 再写一次啊, 写一次, 写给他呀。
But now that you've read the Bible, perhaps you could write one more time to your lover, it's fine.
这个就是诗人亚撒对神的这个觉悟, 对神的爱。
But this is the realization, the love that Asaph has towards God.
神啊, 我只在乎你。
Oh God, I only care about you.
所以他讲出他的结论, 结论放在第一节, 原来第一节是结论来的。
And so his conclusion was written in verse 1.
我们通常结论哦, 就是放在最后的嘛。 可是他这一篇很特别, 先把结论放在前面。
Usually our conclusion is written towards the end, but this is special because he placed the conclusion at the start.
结论就是神啊, 第一节, 神啊, 你实在是恩待以色列那些清心的人啊, 神实在是恩待那些清心的人, 神没有亏欠他们。
And so verse 1, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart, he never forsakes them.
什么叫做清心的人?
What is it known as those who are pure in heart?
清心的人就是包括你的思想清洁, 你的态度正确, 思想清洁, 态度正确, 不是呱哩呱叫, 看到一些什么不明白, 不公平, 就哔哩呱啦, 哔哩呱啦, 一直在喊, 不是这样的, 那是不, 那个不是清心的人。
And this pure in heart refers to those who are pure in their mind as well as in their attitude.
如果早一点知道, 清心, 安静, 思想, 那就不会呱哩呱叫了，就不会说要放弃信仰了，对不对？
If we known to have to be pure in heart, to be quiet and to consider, perhaps we wouldn't make such a noise to throw away our faith.
很多时候我们的心里没有清新，没有平静，没有清洁，有自己的思想，有自己的私心，有自己的恶意，有自己种种的愤怒，这样怎么会明白神的道理呢？怎么能够接受神的旨意呢？
But many times we are not pure in heart. We don't have the clarity. We don't have the peace in heart because it is filled with wickedness. And because of this, we aren't able to accept His righteousness.
现在他经历了这种痛苦、这种失望、这种灰心，现在觉悟了，看破红尘，看破是人世间的一切。
And because he has suffered through these hard times and gone through the trials, he has seen through this barrier the world has.
啊，神啊！我只在乎你。
Oh God, I only care about you.
现在年轻人应该很难去体会这句话吧。
And perhaps today, the young people, will find it difficult to understand this statement.
他刚刚毕业，大把前途，哦，他如日中天，他有很多世界，他很多经历。什么看破红尘？这个是老人家讲的啦。
And today,
年轻人。
And today, young people who are just graduated have lots of potential, lots of the future are boundless. How are they able to experience and understand this?
我们再看哈，第二个，我只在乎你。
And let's talk about the second part of I only care about you.
这个人是使徒保罗。
And this is Paul the apostle.
他以前看中的不是主耶稣。
Last time, what he sees wasn't the Lord Jesus.
他看中的是世界的一切哈。权柄、荣耀、地位，他看中的是这些。
But what he saw was the authority and status of the world.
绝对不是耶稣。
Definitely not Jesus.
请看腓立比书第三章。
We turn to Philippians chapter
three. 腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter three.
我们读七节到八节。
Verse 7-8.
来一起读圣经。
Philippians
三。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不单如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。为什么？为要得着基督。保罗他说，他以前以他有益的。他现在都认为这些都是没有益的，都是粪土来的。
Paul thinks that in the past he was righteous, but now he thinks that all of these are rubbish.
从这句话当中，你看到保罗的以前跟保罗的现在吗？以前跟现在完全不同呀。
Can you see the past of Paul and who he is today? It is entirely different.
以前对他有益的，他一定去努力得到，一定是努力去拥有。
And whatever that he sees as righteous, he will have the zeal to obtain it.
他追求学问，他要他的老师要最好、最懂、最有名的老师。
He wanted knowledge, so he chose the teacher that is who is the top scholar.
他的老师不是一般老师哦，圣经有记录哦，那个是最懂的老师来的、哦。
And the Bible recorded that this teacher wasn't just any teacher, but the best.
是教师中。最顶尖的教师是他的老师，他是他的学生啊，他要的老师都这么顶的呀，一般的老师他都看不上的。
But his teacher is a rabbi of the rabbis, and it is not just any ordinary rabbi.
然后呢，有了知识，他要权力嘛。
But after he has knowledge, he wanted power.
他权力要从哪里得到呢？谁给他呢
？Where will he obtain this power?
他得到权力，从祭司长那边拿到权力，可以去抓人的，可以把人家下到监牢里。请问这是什么权利？
所
以普通人你可以这样做呀。
He obtained the authority to be able to capture people, to persecute others, or to put them in prison.
这个很大的权利啊，可以随时把人家关起来的。
This is a great authority that he could lock up anyone anytime.
就算打死了，都不用负责任的呀。
Even though he beat them to death, there's no need for him.
因为这是他的权利，他的职分来的呀。
To make an account, because this is his authority.
他要的他都得到呀。
He obtained what he wanted.
他说他现在呢，这些荣华富贵、权力、地位、荣耀，现在是粪土啦。现在我来看都是没有益处的啦。
He said all of these things are now but rubbish to him.
老实说，如果不是真正的觉悟，在信仰上的觉悟，做不到了。
And truthfully speaking, if he didn't fully had this realization in his faith, it is impossible.
好像我来讲啦，我们已经放下世界，说来做传道。事实上，有时心还一直回到世界。
Just like into myself as a preacher, we put down everything to become to take up the preacherhood. But sometimes our heart still desires.
外表看起来就是在教会里面全职侍奉，心呢一直想要发大，想要赚一些钱，想要去享受，想要这个，想要那个，想要开美丽的车，想要住美丽的屋子。
Physically, you see us fully serving in church, but in our heart, we wanted to be successful. We wanted to obtain this house or this drive, this car.
也真的因为这样想这样做被主耶稣责备嘛，我做过见证嘛，对不对？
And I made this testimony before because I wanted all this. I was being punished by God.
可是保罗他讲到他真的做到的。
But Paul, whatever he said, he was able to do it. But we are. On the other hand,
他真的为主把万事都当作粪土丢掉，他真的是这样。He
count everything as gain to Christ, and he throw everything else away.
因为他的心中只在乎主，他在乎的只有主耶稣，其他的他已经不要了。Because
it is hard.
我不要了。All
that matters to him is God, and he doesn't want anything else.
他在他的讲道当中，他说我只知道耶稣基督，然后其他的我不知道，我也不想知道。
In his sermon, he said that he only knows of Christ, but the rest he doesn't know and he doesn't want to know.
请看哥林多前书第二章。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
请注意哦，哥林多教会是一个充满知识、非常好、有知识文化的城市来的。
And please take note that the Corinthian church is a church full of knowledge.
如果你没有什么学问，好像我们读小学的，读到 Form 3, Form 5 这样去讲道理，根本不甩你，根本看不起你。
But if we were to, for example, speak sermon in the Church of Corinthians with a Form 3 or Form 5 knowledge, they will not even bother us.
里面很多philosopher跟你讲，哥林多都是充满philosopher的城市，很多哲学家在那边产生的呀。
Church of Corinth is filled with philosophers.
那他到哥林多讲道理，那很大压力咯。
So when he comes to Church of Corinth to speak sermon, it is a huge pressure to him.
然后需要讲很多深奥的道理咯。
He has to talk a lot about deep teachings.
没有了。
No such thing.
他说我不懂了，这些我不懂了，我也不会讲这种哲学了。
He said he doesn't know all of this and he wouldn't talk about it.
你看他讲什么？来看哥林多前书二章一节。
We take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
来，弟兄们，我从前到你们哪里去，并没有用高言大志对你们讲说神的奥秘，没有。第二节，verse 2. 因为我曾定了主意。 在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。他不愿要他的学问。其实保罗的学问是很大很大的。他是个很博学多才的传道人来的。But
he is a preacher who has a lot of knowledge.
甚至他跟君王罗马皇帝讲道理的时候，罗马皇帝都吓到啊。他说：“你的知识啊，太大了。”
Even if he were to talk to the Roman Emperor, even the Roman Emperor praise him and say that your knowledge is vast.
保罗却可以很谦卑的，很清楚的，我只知道耶稣十字架，因为这些对教会才有帮助，对我们的信仰，对我们的得救才有帮助。你讲这么多philosopher干什么？你讲这么多知识干什么？跟得救有关系吗？跟天国有关系吗？跟耶稣有关系吗？
But Paul was humble, and he said that he only knows of Christ because all of this is pertaining to salvation. And does any knowledge or philosophies could account for salvation?
变成自己在讲到时候越要自己很有学问哦，懂很多东西，就变成这样而已了。然后呢，好笨啦，又可以，哇，可以识好多嘢，就是这样咯。啊，对悔改有帮助吗？对圣洁有帮助吗？没有的。
Even if we were to flaunt our knowledge, all we get is praises that while he's knowledgeable, but is this helpful for our salvation? Will this help us repent?
这是保罗的谦卑。
This is the humility of Paul.
也是他讲道理的忠心，非常忠心，只讲耶稣。And
this is
不愿要他的才干。
This is his faithfulness in delivering sermon because all he talks about is Jesus Christ, regardless of his talent.
现在越来越多讲道人动不动讲原文，动不动说那又怎么度过原文。 越要自己的原文，好像不懂原文的人就不懂道理了，就不用讲道理了，变成这样子。As if
like many speakers today who discuss about the original text, and as if that those who don't know the original text does not know the teachings.
我的意思是说，这些世界他以前很追求、很看重，他现在都什么都不要了。我只讲耶稣基督的道理了。
What I'm trying to say that whatever knowledge or the things that I pursue in the world, Paul doesn't want it anymore. All he wants is Jesus Christ.
因为我的心里只有在乎他而已，我心里只有他而已。
Because all I only care about in my heart is Jesus.
你们喜欢也好，不喜欢都好，对不起，我只知道耶稣基督，还有他的十字架，我只知道这些，
Where?
我也只讲这一些。
Whether you like it or not, I'm sorry, I only know about Jesus Christ and His cross, and I'll only talk about this.
今天你要听那些哲学的事，你要听那些世界的事，需要来教会听吗？需要奉耶稣圣名再讲来讲吗？那些你一上网就大把啦，那些你睡觉的时候你滑手机就一大堆啦，还来听这些干什么？
Today, if we were to talk about philosophies, do we need to come to the church and listen to it? We could.Obtain it through online.
然后我们就又不懂了这些，只会讲几句而已。你上网去听去看更多更多内容啦。我们能够讲什么？
We
我们都不懂。
And we may not even fully master the philosophy, but we might even obtain it more information online.
最多只是讲一些皮毛，一些从报纸上、从媒体上看到的东西讲一讲而已。然后你一直在讲这些干什么呢？
And all we do is to talk about the little things that is stated in the news, and why are we speaking this?
我顺便讲那些讲道的人要留意这个事情。So 讲主耶稣的道理。
So whatever I'm saying is to warn the sermon speaker.
因为我们的心里只在乎他，只有他，没有其他的。
Because
讲道理，奉主的名就是讲他。
Because in our heart, all we have is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we speak nothing but Him.
那你说你要生活，生活可以啊，生活你要赚钱，怎样赚钱？你要怎样穿衣服？你要怎样养鸡？要怎样养鸭？那些社会很多，你去学。
But if we talk about,
不用来教会学这种东西，你自己去学。
If you talk about the knowledge of the world, like how to earn money or how to build a career, etc., etc., you may learn this at your own time.
来教会就是听道理，天国道理。
But when you come to church, you're here to listen to the message of the kingdom of God.
尊荣主耶稣，敬拜主耶稣。
And to praise God and show reverence.
那我们看保罗他最腓立比书一章。
We turn to Philippians chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
腓立比书一章21节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
1:3. 因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。保罗说他活着就是基督，他完全就是为耶稣而活的。
And so Paul said that all he do is to live for Christ.
他说他死的时候呢就有益处了。
And when he die, he gain.
这是我们的题目，我只在乎你。
And this is our topic, I only care about you.
再看一下罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
我们一起读七节到八节。
Verse 7 to 8.
1:3，我们没有一个人是为自己活，也没有一个人是为自己死。第八节，我们若活着，是为主耶稣而活；若死了，也是为主耶稣而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主耶稣的人。这点我们要放在心里了。
And we have to put this point in our heart.
是的，我们曾经贪爱世界。
Yes, in the past we loved the world.
我们也为家人来活，为孩子来活，为很多美好事物来活。
We live our family, our children, and many things in this world.
这也是我们的责任。
This is also our responsibility.
难道不用让孩子过好生活吗？
Is it unless we do not want our child to have a good life?
难道去读书上大学什么不用用钱不用赚钱吗？
Is it that going through those higher institutions doesn't require any money?
我们赚钱也是为了他们。
And we earn money because of them.
也希望他们能够有很好的、很稳定的生活，很舒适的生活。
And we hope,
每个做父母亲都会这样。
And we hope that they have a comfortable life and they be able to live a good life.
但是除了这些，我们难道没有主耶稣吗？不能够为耶稣而活吗？
But other than this, do we not have the Lord Jesus Christ? Couldn't we live for Him?
只有这些世界的事，只有这些孩子的事吗？没有主耶稣的事吗？
Is there only things that matters towards the world and our children and nothing for God? Is there nothing of God's kingdom?
所以我们现在特别是已经退休了的。
And so many of us here have been retired.
更应该花更多时间来看要怎么样来帮助、来爱主耶稣、来帮助这个教会。
We should then spend more time to think about how we can love the Lord Jesus and do more for the church.
因为以前真的是没有时间呐。
Because in the past we really do not have time.
以前公司太忙了。
In the past in the office we're too busy.
然后呢，自己的心也不能够安静下来，因为太多事情，没有办法来侍奉主，心太乱。
We aren't able to quieten our hearts because our heart is too messy to worship God.
不是吗? 孩子也结婚了, 也长大了,
but today, now you're retired and aren't your children also married? And this is time for you to do certain things for God.
因为我的心里在乎他, 我真的很看重他,
because my heart is with God and I really, really highly look upon this.
从旧约中的那个诗人亚萨,
from the Old Testament, the psalmist Asa.
神啊, 除你以外, 我现在心里没有其他的,
God, other than you, in my heart, there is no other.
因为我已经觉悟明白了,
because I have understood.
到保罗的时候,
when it comes to Paul,
他说神啊, 这些世界的东西我都丢掉了,
he said, all the things of the world, I will throw it away.
我一生都在追求你,
all my life, I shall pursue you.
只看重你,
please look highly.
不是我不爱世界, 是我已经爱过了, 我贪爱过了, 我享受过了, 我现在我不要了。
It's not because I love the world, but I have had loved the world, and I do not want it anymore.
因为我们的时间到了,
because our time has come.
本来要跟大家分享主耶稣他在乎的是什么,
and I'll share what is the last thing what I only care about.
你知道耶稣在乎什么吗?
Do you know what God cares about?
耶稣说我只在乎你,
God say, I only care about you.
那耶稣也讲过一句话,
and God also want, the Lord Jesus also once
有人不在乎他,
said, there are no one who cares about him.
他说他叫他仆人去请很多人来赴他的宴会宴席,
he said he called his servant to invite everybody to his banquet.
他多么想分享他的恩典,
he wanted to share his love and his grace,
大家在神的国里一起吃饭,
that everyone has can have meal in his kingdom of heaven, but nobody cares.
一个说我刚刚买了一块地啊对不起哦我不去哦,
one said, I just bought a land, so I'm sorry, I wouldn't go. And the other said, I bought a bull.
好了,那个就不请那些买地的,也不请那买牛的。
Okay, I will not call those who have bought lands or bulls or cattle. So who shall I invite?
请那刚刚请那个没有地没有牛的人。
To invite those who have no land or cattle.
那结果他们什么理由呢?
And what was their
主耶稣啊, 刚刚结婚哦,
excuses?
还刚结婚而已哦,
I just married.
按手耶, 你结婚没有带你老婆一起来吃饭的吗?
Even if
他说我刚刚结婚了, 我不要去了。 你都傻的, 你结婚把太太牵着一起来吃饭吗? 不可以的呀。
But he said, I just gotten married, but isn't this foolish? Why don't he just bring his wife to the banquet to have meal together?
其实大家就是不在乎主耶稣了，什么请吃饭，什么主耶稣住，大家都不care了，不在乎耶稣啊，不看重他呀。
But the truth is, no one cares about the Lord Jesus.
耶稣很心痛说，他们不在乎我，他们不要我，也不看重我。
And Jesus is pain at heart because nobody loves him, nobody looks at him. This is the teaching, the sermon that Jesus spoke himself.
是不是你买牛的？是不是你买地的？是不是你刚娶老婆的？是不是你？你回答。
Today, this person, is this you? Is it you the one who bought the land, the cattle, or the one who just got married?
现在有比主耶稣讲的理由更多的，你试试看。啊，我对不起哦，我讲不出来呢。有什么理由拒绝耶稣的？
So what are the reasons do you have to reject the Lord Jesus?
那么会伤耶稣的心啊?
That will hurt the heart of the Lord.
原来我们今天有拜神, 有聚会, 但是呢, 却很多人是不在乎他。
In truth, today, a lot of us worship him. We come to church, but many people do not care about him.
我们号召圣灵帮助, 我们互相勉励, 主啊, 我只在乎你。
And we pray that God will guide us so we can understand what it means to I only care about you.
来, 我们一起